Chapman.
We have our plow trucks out there. It's rush hour. We can only move as fast as traffic allows.
Open my window, open the shades up, and I see it was heavy wind. And for literally about 6 or 7 seconds, it was like the breath of God came down. Next thing I knew, I see like a piece of a palm tree, and then the whole piece of roofing that you guys see over there, I see that just flying off, and all the trees are pretty much like horizontal to the ground.
Ah, Mother Nature has everybody worried or complaining anyway, whether it's snow or wind storms in Tampa tearing out trees. I feel ya. Welcome to this version of America Tonight. Kate Delaney at the helm, as always. And we're zigging and zagging in a couple of different directions. What else is new? Welcome to our world of ADD. Don't we all have it? We do. It's called multitasking. Yes, the gatekeeper of the show, Matt Johnson, and I were talking about this. If you can't multitask, what good are you to any company? Isn't that the idea? You have to be pulled in a couple of different directions. That's why we have short attention spans. And we really have a short attention span and a short fuse, I think, when it comes to this whole sequester nonsense, because we're tired of talking about it. We're tired of talking about the cuts that loom, and is there a better way to do this? Well, for goodness sake, here's the thing. You have the president who is out in Virginia saying, well, I can't decide. Do I cut from the poor kid or the disabled kid? Where am I supposed to cut? But he was part of this whole process because the super committee was set up. Democrats and Republicans, they couldn't do anything. Ultimately, that led to the automatic sequester that he set up, that he agreed to, that they agreed to on the Hill. So how is this such a shocker to everyone? The blame game just doesn't work in this case because everybody knew it was happening. And now it's here. And see, this is where it gets nasty because people are realizing that they may lose their jobs, that they might lose the funding they need. Now they're aware of it and complaining. This is why everybody's running around blaming the other guy on not doing something about it. Here's the bottom line. We have to cut. We have to trim. We've already taxed. What are we supposed to do? We certainly cannot be a nation that extends ourselves so much that we're $20 trillion in the hole, and it's not looking good. So nobody came to an agreement. Nobody could cherry pick things out because they didn't have the backbone or the stomach for it, or they just didn't want to have to sell it to their constituents. This is what happens. That's why you see the scary headlines. Cuts could cost 800,000 jobs, more than $800,000, $85 billion, and economic growth is in peril. The Congressional Budget Office is saying the cuts will cost these jobs and hit growth by 0.6 percentage points if the cuts remain in effect for the rest of the fiscal year. And that's the key. They won't remain in effect because this is going to go out slowly. It's going to be pushed out slowly. So what do you do when you have to decide where you cut the funding? You make this decision way ahead of time so the impact isn't as great for the people who have to get ready for it. For goodness sake, if they knew ahead of time that this was happening, there might be other alternatives for people who are stuck. But now there aren't when this all swings down because it's every man for himself if they're in one of those jobs that's going to get capped out. We're done. We're done talking about the sequester because we know we're going to have to talk about it in another day. March 1st is looming. There's all this spin and no solutions, but this is the same thing that we've heard every single week since 2010, really. We've been talking about all kinds of doom and gloom when it comes to finances and our government. I want to jump back to the weather because the snow was brutal. From parts of Texas where in Amarillo they had 19 inches all the way to Kansas where in the parts of the Midwest twice. They did a double dip. Double dip is only good when it comes to ice cream, not good when it comes to snowstorms or other storms. So the poor people who shoveled everything up had to get ready to do it again. And that leads to some tricky situations when it comes to traffic, because sometimes you have ice buried in, underneath that one layer after you've already, after the snowplows have already gone through once. And the same thing for people who have shoveled their decks and their walks. They did it, it's done, and then here comes the snow again. You have another 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 inches. And I got to think those people, some of you listening to me in the Midwest, really are ready for spring. Didn't the didn't we have the groundhog and the shadow thing? You know, the thing about seeing the shadow and not seeing the shadow? So maybe we'll get, we're supposed to get an early spring, so let's hope that that happens. I understand being sick of wanting snow to be gone, being sick of having to shovel it and deal with it and figure out ways around it, because everything's closed, too. That's the other thing. Close, close, close. So, see, when we talk about emergency foods and all that kind of stuff, it is smart to actually have them because of stuff like this. Mother Nature can really, really whip you into a frenzy when you can't get to a store, the store is closed, and everything else in between, and you have mouths to feed. Coming up in this hour of America Tonight, a couple of things. One, we can count. There's so many numbers out there, I can't even count them. I don't think we can squeeze it into to one segment. I mean, interesting numbers. I'm not even going to tease you with what the numbers are. And we're going to tell you about the story about the Lunny family, if you remember them, Drake's Oyster Bay, the big tug of war that they were going through, where jobs were going to be out the window, and this company was in trouble because the Interior Secretary, Ken Salazar, decided to go after them. And now there is a reprieve in their court case, and the case is basically about government land and the government trying to take the land back with kind of hocus-pocus environmental studies. So a little bit of a break there at this oyster farm in California. And we're going to talk to the attorney that's in charge of the lawsuit, at least one aspect of it, about the family and how excited they are that, hey, this is a good sign that we're getting a little bit of a change here from the court. So the federal appeals court has to decide whether its lawsuit challenging its eviction from Point Reyes National Seashore could actually go forward. But it's looking like there is a very good chance of that. So we followed the story all along. I'm sure it was all over the headlines today. And we'll have that conversation coming up here in another couple of segments on America Tonight. But on the flip side, more of the odds and ends, things that you might have missed during the day that have nothing to do with the sequester, but have everything to do with the Senate confirming Chuck Hagel for Defense Secretary. Hang with us. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Dwayne Dalek from Midas Resources. February 26, 2013. Gold opened at $1,594.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,634.86, a half ounce for $817.43, or a quarter ounce for $408.71. That's $1,634.86, $817.43, and $408.71.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Like I like to call odds and ends happening across the country, everybody's pretty much sick of hearing about the politicians who are pointing fingers and trying to figure out, ooh, what do we do now with this sequester? It's real, it's happening, and unless we put the brakes on it, there are going to be a whole bunch of people that will pummel us with emails and telephone calls because of being affected by cuts. And when you go to the airport, you're going to have to wait longer, so get there earlier. Get in, sit down, and do your work, right? Now, that works for some people, especially those who travel and work from home because they're used to doing work on the fly. Apparently, at Yahoo, that's not a good thing anymore. And, man, everybody has an opinion on this. How many people listening to me right now get to work from home? Are you working from a, you know, a lot of people even that work at call centers have shifted to be able to work from home, and they log in on their computer. I know somebody who works for the IRS. I do. And they like to say treasury. So the treasury person I know works from home, and that's common that they're working from home. And we're seeing this in computer companies, Dell, IBM, the people who book reservations for JetBlue work from their homes. But the CEO, Marissa Mayer, says that she wants everyone now, new policy, who works for Yahoo to work in the office because they're not, she wants to have these discussions, productivity meetings, do it right now. In fact, the short statement that was issued said it's not a broad industry view on working from home. It's about what is right for Yahoo right now, that we need collaboration, so we need people in the office. And I just saw a study that said from 2005 to 2011, it was measured. How you measure this, I don't know, because I think it would vary from company to company and person to person. And I guess the company, you could certainly track productivity with the computer companies and some of the call center stuff and people working from home. Productivity is up 73% with people working from home. So I would say it is working in lots and lots of cases. As you can imagine, it's all about tweeting, isn't it? We have to run to social media for opinions. And there were some interesting people that tweeted on this. Richard Branson, who you all know, is the Virgin guy, the founder of Virgin Group. And he said that a big part of successfully working with other people depends on trusting people to get their work done wherever they are without supervision. And I think I agree with him. Donald, still looking for the right kind of hair, Trump, said that Mayer is right to expect Yahoo employees to come to the workplace. She's doing a great job. And then there were a couple of interesting things from some IBM-type people who say the policy is short-sighted and it's stupid. Unproductive staff is unproductive anywhere. And now maybe some of the top performers will boot Yahoo, will go somewhere else because they don't want to work at a desk in a cube or in an open environment at the headquarters of Yahoo. You know, I don't think it has anything to do with the physical location. It has to do with the people. It absolutely has to do with the people. If it's true that $1.4 trillion is lost in productivity, it's the people, not necessarily the environment. For some people, working from home really is good because there's not any gossiping, leaning over the desk, dragging you out, let's go to lunch, that kind of stuff. So, although I will say, in my career, as I worked at studios, we had good little breaks. We worked at the office, and then we would go out to dinner. I treasure those Ernie Brown moments of dinners, and then back in the studio. So I can understand in some cases where you might want a collaboration. In other cases, I think working from home works good. It's the person, really. It's the person. Let's face facts here. Well, BP is fighting its way through a lawsuit over the leak, and they don't want to take the blame for everything. They're trying to say other people are involved in this, contracted people, including the rig owners. Did you know that we have this other little story that's lurking of these 550 barrels of crude oil that leaked into a creek in a place called Tyler County? And they're worried about this because they noticed the oil in the creek because they saw it getting darker and darker and darker. And they're concerned about how far down the Environmental Protection Agency is saying this, and the Texas Commission of Environmental Quality. This is in Texas. They're worried. Crews are cleaning it up round the clock because they're afraid kids in the creek and where it's going to go and, what it's going to seep into, and how did this happen, and Sunoco, it's ultimately their oil, and they're saying they're looking into it, that they're just trying to make sure the community is safe and kids aren't in the creek, and 550 barrels of crude oil seems like nothing when you talk about BP. However, in a neighborhood creek area that goes some distance, yeah, I can see why they're concerned about that, because how far has it hemorrhaged in? Probably pretty far. And that's the worrisome part, so they have to clean it up. But like I said, it's nothing like what they're dealing with in this trial with BP, which BP will ultimately settle. It's just a question for how much and who gets paid. paid in the end. Well, you know, there's a big thing with buybacks now and guns. And the one thing that's happened is a lot of people who have excess guns and don't want to sell it to family, friends, or whatever, are taking part of it. It's taking part in it, rather. It's not all necessarily anti-gun people. But this might be the strangest twist on the whole thing out of St. Louis, Missouri. A St. Louis pastor wants to organize a toy gun buyback. It's Pastor Rodney Francis who says keeping toy guns away from kids might end our culture of violence. And it's about changing the way kids engage with each other. Why would people think that it's okay to let kids play with things like guns? And then he talked about some statistics of the murders in St. Louis, that 108 people were shot to death in 2012. And it's a problem, and that there have been 19 murders already in 2013. I would have to say that I don't know that I agree with the toy gun thing. Am I desensitized to it? Don't understand why you would associate a toy gun means that the person's going to necessarily grow up and think that it's about violence. And we had toy guns when we were kids. We had toy bow and arrows and tennis rackets and basketballs and, you know, anything that you think of that kids wanted to play with. So I don't know that I agree with that. Is there really that much influence of toy gun, shooting the gun around, getting used to the idea that, okay, I'm going to have a big boy gun one day, and this starts to open the gates to a life of crime or problems with temper and gun ownership or whatever it leads to, but violence. It's going to lead to violence if you have a toy gun. So the pastor is getting people to turn guns in. They've gotten at least a couple of hundred, they say, now at this point. Some people must agree that, okay, I'll take in the toy gun and I'll, you know, that's it. I think that we'll take the whole gun scenario out of our house with the toy guns. I think the bigger problem with the toy guns is when police don't know, there's some weird call they get, and a kid has a toy gun, so now they put those little tips on them because they don't realize it's a toy gun and not a real gun from far away, or when it's a little bit, when the conditions aren't right to actually see it. Then it could be obviously a tragedy. We're talking about a tragedy averted for now anyway when it comes to oysters and the San Francisco Bay Area. Stay with us.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983. Sending real food to your real future.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
What's been going on with the Drake's Bay Oyster Farm up in Northern California? Finally, some news that I think a lot of you will find interesting. In the wings in our virtual green room, Amber Abbasi, Cause of Action's Chief Counsel for Regulatory Affairs. Here's the deal. Not the deer. The deer might show up there, but the deal is that the Luddy family got news that the Ninth Circuit Court granted the request, Cause of Action's request for an emergency injunction pending an appeal. Wow, Amber, so what does that all mean for Drake's Bay? That's pretty good news, huh?
It's amazing news. We're very excited that the Ninth Circuit recognized that it would be an immense hardship for Drake's Bay Oyster Company to have to shut down before they had an opportunity to have their case heard in court. So what this means for the farm is that until the Ninth Circuit has a chance to rule on the appeal of the district court's order, the farm will be permitted to stay open, stay in business. Employees keep their jobs, and until they have a chance to take a look at the issues and decide whether or not the district court made a mistake in not allowing the farm to stay open for the entire time that the case is pending.
Yeah, what did the so what specifically did the three-judge panel conclude in this one?
So it was a very short order. Just said that the balance of hardships tips sharply in favor of granting an injunction to DVOC, and that we've raised some serious legal issues. The court below, denied our request, but we think that it's very promising that the Ninth Circuit is open to the arguments that the farms presented, and we're very excited about getting a chance to convince the Ninth Circuit that we should be able to stay open, during the entire case. We want the farm to be able to continue operating until we've had a chance to fully air all of the claims of the government's wrongdoing in this case.
Amber, to refresh people that might not know the story, we've talked about a lot on America Tonight, but somebody could be tuning in across the country and they have no idea. Give us kind of a thumbnail of what's happened so far to the family and what's happened with Drake's Bay Oyster Company, where they find themselves in this situation.
Sure. So Drake's Bay Oyster Company, there's been an oyster farm in that location for about 80 years now. The Lunny family bought that farm several years back from the Johnson Oyster Company. At that time, there was a permit from the Park Service that allowed them to operate in that location. There was a provision that they could get a renewable special use permit after the expiration of their original permit at the end of November of 2012. And the Park Service had said that they didn't think that permit could issue. So actually Congress stepped in 2009 and said that they could issue a permit to the oyster company so they could stay in that location and continue operating for another 10 years. The oyster company applied for that permit. There's been a lot of dispute about the scientific analysis that the Park Service fielded in terms of responding to that application, allegations that we think many independent scientists, including members of the National Academy of Sciences, found that those that analysis by the government was exaggerated and didn't accurately represent the way Drake's Bay operates in harmony with the environment at Point Reyes. And so Secretary Salazar, who is the Secretary of the Interior, at the end of November, said that he was not going to issue that renewal permit for another 10 years. And we at Cause of Action, along with attorneys at Stoll Reeves and Briscoe, Vester, and Basil in San Francisco, have taken up the Lunny's cause, and we filed suit in federal court to try to hold the agency accountable, because in our view, they didn't use the appropriate process when they made that decision. They were obligated to consider environmental factors through sound science and didn't do so. And so we don't think that the Lunny's got a fair shake when they applied for their permit. And that's all that we're asking for, is the government act in accordance with the law and make an informed, fair determination of whether or not the oyster company should get that permit that they applied for.
Yeah. And this is, by the way, because we didn't throw this in at the beginning. I should have said this. I guess you kind of mentioned it because of the economic hardships. There's a bunch of jobs that are on the line, and this is a sustainable product, obviously, that they produce that supports local businesses. Am I right?
That's right. A very, very large percentage of the oysters consumed in California come from Drake's Bay, and there's about 30 people that work on the farm. Many of them even live on the farm in affordable housing that the company provides. And so, until the Ninth Circuit stepped up this week, all those people were going to lose their jobs. That supply of oysters was going to be cut off for people who enjoy local food in the Northern California area. And, that's the end of a tradition of farming in that region, part of the overall farming a tradition at Point Reyes. And, we think it's very important that they be able to continue that tradition.
Yeah. And you talk about the legal work that went into this and, what the heart of the case is. What are a couple of the quick things that you threw at them to say, hey, listen, you're the chief counsel for this, for regulatory affairs, for Cause of Action. So what was the basis of your case? Obviously, we've got some of it from you in listening to the story, but what other things are you throwing out there?
I mean, the core of this is that there's there's things that the government has to do when they're making a decision like this, something that has environmental impacts. They have to file, you know, create statements. They have to do analyses. They have to have opportunities for public comment. There's a lot of regulations under the environmental laws and just sort of procedural protections that any company applying for a permit would get. And we don't think that the National Park Service and Department of Interior followed those. In fact, their position is that they didn't have to. We don't think that's the law. And I think that once the Ninth Circuit has a chance to hear about the flagrant violations of all of these laws by the government, that they're going to definitely find that we're likely to prevail, and therefore the farm should be able to stay open until this is all resolved.
What do you think of course we're trying to read his mind, but what was it all of a sudden that, boom, led to the phone call that the Secretary of the U.S. Interior Department, Ken Salazar, decides to do and decides to say, you know, that's it. There's this family-run seafood business. Do you think he even realized some of these other things that were going on at Point Reyes National Seashore?
I couldn't speculate about Secretary Salazar's state of mind. I mean, he did visit the area, but, you know, he issued a memo where he tried to explain what his you know, kind of process was in making the decision. And, you know, our position in our papers is that if you read that memo, it reflects that he doesn't really understand that, you know, that all of these laws that would apply to any other permit decision applied here. If he was going to deny this permit, there were, you know, factors he had to take into account that he didn't. And, you know, by his own words, he, you know, is saying that those were not part of his process. So, you know, what we are really hoping for is to get a fair decision, you know, with all the necessary factors taken into account, including the, you know, really incredible asset that Drake's Bay is to the community and to California.
And you had some support from Congress, didn't you? Weren't there a couple of people that were on board and trying to help in the cause?
Well, I know Senator Feinstein was involved in stepping in back then in 2009 when, you know, it needed to be clarified that a permit could be issued to the farm so they could continue to operate after 2012. I think that David Vitter released a statement today. So we've got some cross the aisle endorsements of what's going on here. I think everybody can agree that the government ought to follow its own rules, and that's not what happened here. And so I think that it's a pretty sound proposition that we all ought to hope that the government gives us some fair treatment when we come before them, you know, asking for anything.
Yeah, so now we know, again, to reiterate for everybody who just tuned in, the appellate court grants the injunction pending the appeal, so it means, bottom line, as you've been telling us, the farm stays open, which is great, and it's not scheduled till what, like May, something like mid-May or something like that?
That's right. The Ninth Circuit's going to have a hearing in May, and then, you know, they'll have a chance to write an opinion and make a decision about whether preliminary injunction, which again would allow the farm to stay open until the full case was resolved, can issue. And yeah, so that, you know, this is a very important decision for the farm. Otherwise, they would have had to shut down at the end of this month and remove all of their property from the area shortly thereafter, and all of those employees would lose their jobs and have to find new places to live. So, I mean, this is a really amazing decision by the Ninth Circuit. We were very excited that they came through just in time.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, congratulations on that. We'll see what happens the rest of the way. Good luck. We certainly hope to hear good things about Drake's Bay Oyster Farm for some time to come. We're right in there with you. I get it. I think this is government overreach. So thanks, Amber. We appreciate the time.
Thank you very much for having me.
Bye-bye.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have. It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We start with Chuck Hagel. How about this? Finally confirmed the vote. 58-41 for Republicans joining the Democrats in backing the choice. Hagel's only Republican support came from former colleagues Thad Cochran of Mississippi, Dick Shelby from Alabama, and Mike Johans of Nebraska. They had announced their support earlier. And Rand Paul of Kentucky, who before was kind of iffy on the choice. So the former two-term Nebraska senator and twice-wounded Vietnam combat vet succeeds Defense Secretary Leon Panetta. Hagel will be sworn in at the Pentagon on Wednesday. He said he was honored that the President and the Senate have entrusted him to serve our nation once again. Get ready for the onslaught of complaints because of the cuts when the sequester kicks in. So welcome to the gig. How's that? Rough time to start that. Mexico says 26,121 people are missing. This is all during the drug war. This is during the term of President Felipe Calderon, who launched the country's offensive against drug cartels. We saw how well that went, and then people have gone missing. Who knows where some of them are, assuming that they've been murdered and they're buried at some place somewhere in a desert. The government's trying to clarify who might be on the list that might have been a victim of crime, who might have gone missing for reasons like migrating to the United States, some kind of a family dispute, or even a natural disaster. Boy, that sounds like immigration. 26,121 people unaccounted for? Doesn't that seem like an incredibly high number? And they're slowly, methodically, I guess, going through the database to find out what they can about those that are missing. And this is going to take some time to do that with that kind of numbers of people that you're talking about. It's not crazy to think that it'll take years upon years to have that list complete. Adolf Hitler is running for election in India. Oh, you think you changed the name. There are 345 contestants running for the state assembly, and the names are kind of crazy, but that one has to take the cake. Adolf Hitler really is his name. He's 54 years old, the father of three, has won three elections to the state assembly with little controversy over being named after the Nazi dictator. His father had worked with the British Army but developed enough of a fascination with the arch enemy to name his son Adolf Hitler. Why would you name your kid Adolf Hitler if he was your sworn enemy? It doesn't make any sense to me. Some of the other people that he'll be running against include Frankenstein, yep, Billy Kid Sangam, Field Marshal Maupin, Romeo Ronnie, Kennedy Marak, Kennedy Cornelius Kareem, and Jim Carter Sangam. So it seems as though they're taking the names of our presidents when naming children in that area. And I don't know, maybe Adolf Hitler has a chance in Guwahati, India, to win election. Stranger things have happened. Moving on to something else that unfortunately means shovel, lots of work, and hopefully a few breaks along the way so your back doesn't completely give out. But for the second time in a week, snow has dumped on parts of the Midwest, really paralyzing some areas. The Missouri Department of Transportation, and I know a lot of you in Missouri are listening to the show, issued a no travel advisory. That means don't travel at all, get it? Off the highways, except for in a dire emergency. It was so bad that some snow plows slid into ditches. That means, look, we have the equipment and we can't do it, so don't try to do it. Cars are stuck in parking lots. It's nasty. A fresh layer of heavy, wet snow on top of piles from the previous storm. So anywhere from Oklahoma's panhandle in and around there to the Great Lakes, you have to call ahead if you think you're going to get somewhere in a car. And if you're flying, because a lot of flights were canceled, the weight of the snow smashed power lines, cut electricity to about 100,000 homes and businesses. Three people have died since this blizzard, up to 10 inches, Kansas City, Missouri, 10 inches. So the mayor declared a state of emergency in northwest Oklahoma in Woodward. 15 inches of snow fell. A person was killed when it brought down part of the roof. That storm was also blamed for the deaths of two people who were killed in rollover crashes Monday on Interstate 70 in Kansas. Interstate 70 can just be awful. How many times have I gone down Interstate 70, and sometimes in very, very bad weather. So I know what that's all about. All right, skipping ahead to something else. As I didn't want to talk about this question, but just briefly, I'll say this: the White House and Congress aren't, by the way, immune to these federal spending cuts that are supposed to kick in on Friday. But all this dire, grim warnings of what's going to happen at the airports and everything else as they trickle in for these $85 billion across-the-board reductions that happen. The White House was quick to send out Jay Carney, the spokesperson, to say that White House personnel like other non-exempt agencies, will experience reductions in pay, and there will be furloughs, but no breakdown of the numbers. Didn't say how many, what kind of positions you were talking about, but just that, hey, the White House is going to have to deal with that too. So we're not immune to it. We're not immune to the cuts. I think one of the scariest things is the fact that Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano told the White House press corps, we had some of that the cuts would be equal to 5,000 fewer Border Patrol agents at a time when they're talking about immigration reform and cooperation between the Democrats and the Republicans. And the fact that the borders have to be secure no matter if you're a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or whomever you are, almost everybody agrees that we have to know who's coming in and out. We have to have a secure border. This was part of the State of the Union address. And here we are. We are talking about, because of this cut, that some people will be laid off, and that's going to affect the borders enough that 30,000 people will have to be let go. The people that are being detained and taken out from the system and getting asked to leave the country, you know, deported, now they're going to do that a much different way because they're never going to get through all those files either. So people will, it'll be more like catch and release. And that's going to be interesting to see how that works out, because I believe in Arizona and in California, even in Texas, there's going to be some serious, serious problems. This would be pretty serious if I had done this as a kid, but cops in Massachusetts say a 10-year-old boy called 911 because he didn't want to go to bed. Brockton police say he made the emergency call just after 8 p.m. and told the dispatcher he was calling to report his mother because he did not want to go to bed. Okay. 911. It's a good thing kids understand about it because it saves some lives, but the severity of calling 911, I guess, was lost on this kid. And finally, Grosse Pointe Shores, Michigan. Facebook is apologizing for a problem that makes a 104-year-old woman in Michigan lie about her age on the website. Marguerite Joseph's granddaughter says Facebook won't let Joseph list her real age. When she tries to input her grandmother's birth year is 1908. Facebook changes it to 1928. So for the past 2 years, she's remained 99 online. Facebook apologized and said they were going to fix the problem.
You will respect my authority!
Can you repeat the part of this stuff where you said all about the things?
Idiot! It's simple!
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.